Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Warwickshire, a podcast talking about all things Warwickshire and the people who make a difference here.
Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Warwickshire, a podcast brought to you by Warwickshire County Council. Each month a different theme will be covered to show how we're working together to make Warwickshire the best it can be. In this podcast, we'll be talking about climate change. I'm joined by Steve Smith, the Assistant Director for Commissioning Support Unit, who leads on climate change, and Matt Whitehead, who's a Programme Manager for climate change. Hello, both.
Hello.
Hello there.
Tell us about some of the background to this. Why a strategy now? Why not a strategy 10 years ago?
Well, the county declared a climate emergency back in July 2019, but that really started the latest real thrust on this this work. The County Council has been working on climate change since the early 2000s and has had strategies before. This is a renewed effort and a focus since we declared that emergency. And clearly we need to have a very demonstrable approach to what we're doing across all of the areas of climate change. And yes, we're seeing some real effects in rising temperatures, the effects on our local climate. We know that the UK experienced over 40 degree temperatures, and there's been extensive drought declared across the UK. It's really here, present and now.
Matt, you're the programme manager for climate change. We're hearing about a strategy. It's just a grand plan, isn't it? So what are the main points of this plan?
What we're doing is piecing together, firstly, all the good things we've been doing in the past, but we know that that's not enough. We need to accelerate progress on there. So we've identified six key themes we need to be working on. Those themes are transport, energy, the built environment.
And by the built environment, what do you mean?
Okay, so that means buildings in Warwickshire, whether they be industrial buildings, whether they be households, whether they be hospitals. So working to encourage others, working directly to, say, insulate them and to make sure that they can be built from new in an efficient way and that they don't consume as much energy as they otherwise perhaps would have done. Biodiversity and the natural environment, waste, and also promoting green jobs and communities. So each of those has some key actions, and we need to couple together the things we're doing at the moment and push forward on other things that we know, you know, we need to be doing that are gaps.
And from a practical point of view, if you live in Warwickshire and or work in Warwickshire, what can businesses and individuals do to help move this forward?
Well, I think there's lots that people can do. Clearly, there's a lot of motivation now, given the cost of living crisis, the cost of food through inflation and the fuel bills as well. I can imagine that there are many of our residents who are really motivated into wanting to make a difference. I can see there are a number of organisations, people coming together in their local communities wanting to make a difference. They're wanting to get on and have really strong action in their local community. They're looking for funding, not always easy. They're looking for support on some really big technical issues. People are looking at how they can deliver solar on their homes, how they can save money on their travel expenses, etc. And we're looking at those things as well, yes, from a corporate point of view, but we're also looking at how we can support our residents to do their part.
And I know you have a £1 million available for Green Shoots Climate Change Community Fund. Matt, tell us some of the projects that are running under this fund.
Okay, so we had in a first round 69 projects approved for £625,000. It's a fantastic first round. And one of the projects that I particularly like is a children's forest that's being put together in Stratford-upon-Avon. It's involving 4 acres of woodland, 2,600 trees, all being planted by children. So they're going to be involved in maintaining the forest and caring for the forest. So by April next year, It's going to have planted all those trees, but it's already planted 2,000 already. So that's just great. It's capturing CO2 from the atmosphere, particulate matter from the atmosphere, and it's a great educational program for everyone involved. So for me, that ticks so many boxes. It's just great.
And trees are so important, aren't they? And one of your other projects is planting a tree for every resident in Warwickshire. So when each of us has gone, there will be a tree.
That's right. I mean, it's over 565,000 trees. Again, a great project, very challenging, but we're doing that by 2030. What we're also doing on the back of that is setting up a tree nursery. That's important because it's expensive to bring in saplings, and you know, it's quite difficult sometimes. Sometimes there's a shortage of saplings, and difficult to get because you know, we may have to get them from the Netherlands. So that adds to its own carbon footprint. So by having a nursery close to us to develop these trees and then to be planting them across Warwickshire, we make it cheaper to do and more sustainable to get the trees in the first place.
And Steve, although there's this £1 million for the Green Shoots Community Fund, as you said, the council hasn't got a bottomless pit of money. So what other things are you doing with businesses and maybe the voluntary sector to encourage people to do their bit, which obviously will help everybody across the county?
Yeah, there's a lot more to do, really. And it's important for the County Council, with its connections and its networks, to try and create a path for people who want to do local action for themselves, to point to other grants available, and there's many out there, point to other schemes that are being delivered, not only other parts of Warwickshire, but across the UK. And it's important that we bring all of this information and this detail together. And that's where the County Council can come in having a single place for people to come and get that help and advice and guidance, really, and to learn from others that have done it before. You know, I see many an example where communities just want to do things for themselves, and as long as they can give an helping hand, maybe a little bit of money, but certainly the know-how, that these things will happen themselves. And we just want to spread that word and that momentum as much as possible.
And you have a website so people can go there as a kind of the place to go for all that kind of information.
That's right.
Of course, there will be people who will criticise the County Council and say you need to get your own house in order in terms of investments, in terms of suppliers and the way that you work. What are you doing?
Yeah, we need to look at every area of spend. The County Council spends a lot of money with different suppliers and contractors. What we're looking at is making sure that our procurement and the people that we do business with also work to the same standards of being sustainable, seeking to achieve net zero, looking at their carbon footprint. That's going to be a really high bar that we set in order to do business with us. We're going to look at all areas of spend that we do in terms of supporting economic investment in Warwickshire, what we spend on our transport, where we get our energy from. These are all areas within our strategy. And a particular challenge is making sure that we can decarbonise our estate. How do we move away from natural gas? Making sure that we maximise electricity use, particularly from a decarbonised grid. Looking at our water usage as well. It's pretty fair to say that we'll leave no stone unturned here.
And when you talk about decarbonising, just unpack that. Explain what that means.
Well, it simply means that how we fuel our properties are from sources that are sustainable. We're not exploiting fossil fuels as much as possible. And to remove the carbon footprint from operating our estate.
There are, of course, on the converse side of this, people saying, look, hold on a minute, this is all very well and good, but we've got too many cycle lanes, you know, you're not doing it fast enough. You can't kind of win, really. Matt, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, certainly we get different points of view like that, and we've got to try and balance that out. I think we need to get people on board from a whole range of different spectrum. We need to appeal to their best interests, because there are win-wins for everybody. And if we do this right, we can help narrow inequalities, we can enable a range of low emission transport across Warwickshire, especially in rural areas where it's really important. A hot topic at the moment is energy for business and for residents. You know, we can help them save costs on their energy through energy efficiency and by installing renewables that insulates them against the costs of energy price fluctuations. So doing things like this, I mean, people can't argue with that, really. You know, yes, there are things that, okay, people's particular interests may decide, okay, that's really not for me. But we really need to sell that to people based on their best interests. And everyone's got an interest in having this and a positive one too.
As you say, because climate change isn't something in isolation, is it? It affects all of us, from our energy bills, from how we go to and from work and so on.
What we're doing here with our Sustainable Future strategy is so broad and so wide. It touches pretty much every part of the council and pretty much everything that people do across the county.
And do you see this, from Steve, from a kind of business point of view and a financial point of view, do you see this as something that we have to look at now to actually help us with the cost of living in the future as we kind of go forward? Or is there a quick fix in this, something simple we can do?
There are always simple things that you can do in your own domestic life, how you might treat the waste that you do, recycle, repair, rather than buying new. There are lots of schemes like that where you can take action now and you can make small changes in the way that you go about your daily life to be able to do that. And there are some more. There are some greater challenges. We know that in order for big business to be able to make the change, they have to think much more at a grander scale. We talk about transport. That's not easy. Warwickshire is a very rural county. We are reliant on cars, particularly to get around the county and for those who travel through the county on our motorways. But providing alternative forms of transport, which remove the need to use the car, is where we can play a big part, providing ways for people to walk or cycle or to use public transport. So it's a great spectrum of work here. Matt talked about biodiversity and tree planting. The county's got great assets up and down Warwickshire, and we want to make sure that we build on those places, those green spaces, which we know are really precious to our communities in Warwickshire. And there's a way of expanding those, investing in them, supporting clean air initiatives and so forth. So there's a whole range of things we can do that everybody can play a part in.
And I've read that particularly with green space, Matt, that it's very good and very important, as we all discovered during the pandemic, for people's mental health as well.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, not only are we planting trees just to suck carbon out of the atmosphere, but also as a well-being asset, something people that can enjoy, they can walk through, they're away from the pollution of cars at the moment, and you know, it's as a place for nature and wildlife. So, you know, it's many wins there as well.
And in terms of business, Steve, I can come back to you. You talked about what businesses can do. Is there an opportunity here in terms of the green economy for people supplying to the County Council and also supplying to each other? And how would that work?
Yes, absolutely. I think the UK and its manufacturing base in this particular area, there's a lot of opportunities. We talk about a concept of a circular economy, and by that, you know, we start to think about the waste of one organisation is the raw material for another organisation. And we start to think about, you know, the economies within Warwickshire sitting very close to each other so that that recycling can happen. We know that there's a huge growth in things like solar technology, wind power technology, the electrification of transport and highways, which Warwickshire's got a significant road transport industry, that there's so much really for the economy of Warwickshire to support in this transition to a net zero economy.
And just explain what net zero means.
Net zero essentially means that we are looking at the amount of carbon tonnage that we can create, how can we mitigate, or I should say reduce that, and where there are areas that we can't reduce it, are there ways that we can absorb that carbon, whether it's through the natural environment, tree planting, yes, or other ways, so that ultimately the carbon that we create is then mitigated away so that we can have the answer as zero.
And if you were to achieve that, and hopefully that will happen, you are on the borders of Leicestershire, Coventry City Council, and Oxfordshire as well. So, you know, no man, no person is an island. How are you going to make that work?
Yeah, and we've got really strong partnership links with work with Coventry City Council. We've done some early work with them looking at some common themes. We had a climate conference back in March, some time ago now, but all the local authorities were there. We were all there side by side seeking to work on the same agenda. This work has to be done in partnership and at scale in some areas. We know that an area like planning, new development, we'd want to see new development that is built to net zero standards, at very sustainable standards. So there are areas like that where the public sector has to work together.
Matt, give us 3 to 5 top tips that people can do, practical things that people can do.
Don't throw away broken things. They can often be mended. My grandfather, he used to run an electrical shop, and you take your old Hoover in and you get it repaired. People don't do that anymore. So we need to return to that sort of thing. And we've funded some what are called repair cafes. So people there, volunteers, will repair things for you.
And can we get that information from the website?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a case study there, it was funded by Green Shoots. You can switch some of your journeys to active travel. So what we mean by active travel is by walking and cycling or scooting. It's sometimes difficult for people, we understand that, and we're seeking to put in more cycle lanes and make it safer for people to do so, make them feel more confident. And we've got a little project to do that at the moment. Improving the energy efficiency of your home to make sure it's as insulated as possible. We can help with that to a certain extent. We've got an advice organisation called Act on Energy who can provide advice in that area. Buy things secondhand from charity shops or give to charity shops. They're always in need of items, and Steve was talking about circular economy. That's a good example of how goods can be reused, and they're an asset, they're a good product to others. And finally, buy local and eat the food, of course, that you buy. Don't waste it. If you have, like I have got a very good food waste collection service, make sure you put it in there. So those are the top tips that I would say. In terms of cracking the whole problem, though, it's so important to change behaviours. Sometimes just a little bit, but also we'll get on to having to do it in quite a substantial way often. The Committee on Climate Change says that a third of the solutions will be technological to reach our net zero goals by 2050. But a third of them need to be purely behavioural, and the other third is a mixture of behavioural and technological. So it's really important to be looking at things you can do, and we can provide advice on that as well as other agencies who can do that too.
You want to hear from the public and hear their views and ideas as well. How can they do that?
Okay, we're opening a survey this week, and that's going to be a survey to take in public reaction to our Sustainable Future strategy. We want to gather their ideas. They're very important to us because we've come up with a number of ideas that we think are important to do in the county, but we value other people's ideas, so we want to feed them into the strategy. Then that gets taken back and turned into a final version in the spring. That survey is available on www.ask.warwickshire.gov.uk, and will run into the new year.
So finally, from a personal point of view, what have you changed in your behaviour because of climate change?
Okay, the sorts of things that I like to do. I mean, I'm a keen cyclist, so I'll use the bike as much as I can, both for leisure purposes and for going to the shops, going to town, rather than driving that sort of last polluting mile or two to go to the shops. I grow some veg, some fruit and some herbs in the garden. You know, often if you buy a packet of coriander or parsley from the shops, you don't end up using it all. So if you can take a little bit from the garden, it's a lot more sustainable to do that. So a couple of things that I like to do.
Thank you, Steve.
Two things that I was going to say, Matt has covered. Yes, we've got a large allotment that we grow a lot on as well. But we also do a lot of recycling, and I take a lot of our home recycling to our local village hall, which has got a lot of recycling stations there. And you find that you put more and more and more in, you can find more and more different types of materials and products that you can recycle. So there's a lot you can do.
Okay, Steve Smith, Assistant Director for the Commissioning Support Unit, leading on climate change, and Matt Whitehead, Programme Manager for Climate Change. Thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Here's a reminder of how you can get involved through the public survey. Go to www.ask.warwickshire.gov.uk. That's www.ask.warwickshire.gov.uk. Or you can call the council for a paper copy of the survey.
Let's Talk Warwickshire.